year where people are starting to give thanks, getting ready for the holiday season, and we always encourage people to shop local, and that's what they are doing in Avon Lake coming up here in the next couple of weeks. It's a very exciting time to be in Avon Lake, and we have Avon Lake's Economic Development Director, Ted Esborn, joining us on the hotline. Ted, as always, we appreciate the time today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me. It's always great to be here.
Well, exciting times in Avon Lake, not only with Shop Local Week coming up here in a couple of weeks, but I know you're excited about that Eagles-Shoreman matchup coming up on Friday night, aren't you, Ted?
I am, absolutely. You know, I just found out about the friendly wager between Mayors Zilka of Avon Lake and Jensen of Avon. Of course, Zilka went to Avon High and Jensen went to Avon Lake, so you've got two mayors betting against their own alma maters, which I think is a unique situation, but it's going to be fun.
It should be a blast, and a quick reminder that if you don't have tickets to that game on Friday night, we've got you covered here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. We will have the call for you for that regional final. All right, Ted, let's get into the details of the Shop Local Week. I know that this is something that we've discussed with you before. This used to just be a one-day event. Now you guys have this thing going on for an entire week. When is this taking place, and who all is involved?
Sure. It's taking place between Black Friday, November 29th, and Saturday, December 7th. And last year, we stretched our celebration of Shop Local from one day into a week. And believe it or not, one of the big reasons we did that is because when we did it for a day, we always did it on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is also the day that Ohio State plays Michigan. And honestly, you know, to have that football game in the middle of the day, you know, it really sort of draws people's attention, and it's tough to sort of get things going with your shopping local. So we expanded it to a week last year, but this year we really, you know, added a new piece to it. You know, we're having our Shop Local, Win Local raffle, where 35 businesses in Avon Lake have kicked in a gift card of $50 or more, and we have a grand prize now of a little over $1,800 that we're going to raffle off to one winner on December 13th. So it's something that we came up with. You know, we wanted to get people's attention, and we wanted to get people excited. And so far, you know, the signs are good that we've done that.
Well, and what kinds of incentives? I mean, those are some pretty awesome gifts for sure, but what kinds of incentives are involved for the shoppers during this week outside of the gift cards and things of that nature? Seems like this is a great opportunity for the residents to get out there and see what these businesses have to offer.
Sure, and I mean, you know, one of the things that we like to do is, you know, put on a marketing campaign. So, you know, we've got the pull banners up with our Shop Local Week and all of our electronic signs and the yard signs all over the intersections. Because, you know, what we want people to do, and really, you know, Avon Lake's been, you know, having a Shop Local celebration going back several years, is just for the residents of our town to, you know, maybe just go to their, you know, favorite local business or a couple favorite local businesses. And a lot of times, like you said, the local businesses will have, you know, specials and sales and promotions that go on at that time too, and so it's a great opportunity for those local business owners to sort of advertise, you know, sales and promotions at this time when, you know, residents are, you know, making their way in for Shop Local and for holiday shopping.
Ted, not only for business owners, but I'd imagine for customers out there as well, people who are shopping, this gives them a real opportunity, I mean, to have that full week to really go and see what's out there, especially in those local stores.
It's absolutely true, Matt. I mean, you know, we look at, you know, for instance, you know, we've got I think 15 restaurants that are, you know, doing the Shop Local, Win Local raffle, and then when you think about the number of restaurants in town above that, you know, when you're doing it for just one day, it doesn't really give people a chance to get to that many restaurants. But when you lengthen it to a week, you know, people can really sort of say, okay, well, you know, we're going to treat ourselves this week and get to a few different Avon Lake restaurants. So it really does make a difference in that way.
We're speaking with Ted Esborn, Economic Development Director at Avon Lake. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're going to come around to a lot of the new businesses who have come into Avon Lake here in just a moment. All the more reason for those in the listening audience to get out there and enjoy this Shop Local Week to see some of those new businesses. But, boy, it's crazy, Ted, how this thing has blossomed over the last few years, because I think the first time we had you on to speak about this, it was just a one-day event. So how much has this grown, not just in terms of days that these deals were made available, but as far as businesses involved has grown as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to have, 35 businesses participating in our, raffle part of it this year, and that, involves like a little bit of investment on their part. I mean, they're each contributing, $50 in a gift card. So they're sort of bought into it. To have 35 of them doing that really makes a huge difference. And like you said, comparing it to when we've done it in years past and when it was just one day, that level of involvement has really grown. And to your point, what I love seeing is that we have new businesses that sort of jump in and sort of get involved in the Shop Local Week, a lot of times because, they've gotten engaged with the community early. Maybe we had a ribbon cutting for them, and now, they're involved in the Shop Local. A good example, we have a new business called Erie Nails. It's a nail salon. We had a ribbon cutting for them in, I think, early October, they are now doing the Shop Local Week. They're very involved in it, and I love to see new businesses like that just kind of stay engaged with the public.
Speaking of new businesses, boy, you've had a lot of ribbon cutting ceremonies of late. What kinds of new businesses have made their way into Avon Lake over the course of the last 6 or 7 months?
Sure. I mean, the two most recent new businesses that we've opened up with ribbon cuttings. I mentioned Erie Nails in early October, a great nail salon that has already, in just a couple of months, just really a month and a half, developed a nice clientele. That's over in the plaza that Drug Mart is in, near the corner of Walker and Moore. And then another business that Avon Lake residents seem to have really taken to is Lakeside Nutrition, and they are a business that sells protein shakes and energizing iced teas. It's the same kind of model that has been popping up in the area, but it's very popular. People sort of on the go, grab a protein shake, if they miss lunch, or they are really popular with, folks that are coming out of workouts. They, wisely located between two gyms, and so they get a lot of customers from there. Those are the two newest businesses. We have three restaurants that are just on the cusp of opening. Two of them are on the west end of Lake Road in Beach Park Station, which used to be our old shopping center where the old train station is. So two of the restaurants are in there, and then we've got another restaurant on Lear Road. It's remarkable that all three are pretty much in the same spot where they're just waiting for those final approvals from the health department or their final licensure, and they'll be ready to open. We could see those all in the next 3 weeks, and that's a pretty rare situation.
Wow, so certainly no shortage of places to stop by and get a pretty good bite to eat, and only, three more? Could
That's
potentially
right, yeah.
be added to that list by the end of the calendar year. That's very, very exciting stuff. And speaking of which, but we can't let you go without discussing the effect of the UAW and Ford investment and how that's going to affect the area. I know that was very, very exciting news.
It was incredible. It's the kind of thing that you hear about it, but the real effect of it really doesn't sink in for a while. It was the very beginning of this month. I think it was actually November 1st when, you know, we knew that Ford and the UAW had been negotiating their agreement for, you know, all of Ford all over the country. And we heard that the plan in that agreement was that the Ohio Assembly Plant in Avon Lake, as well as Sheffield Lake and Sheffield Village, would get $900 million of new investment, a projected 1,500 new jobs, and a new vehicle by 2023. So, I mean, you know, 1,500 jobs, certainly for someone in my position, I mean, that is just the stuff of dreams, really. I mean, you know, again, the Ford plant is located in parts of three different cities, but still, with a number that big, and especially, you know, thinking not just of Avon Lake in particular, but the whole region, it's going to have such a big impact, not just on those cities, but also on the businesses surrounding the plant. So I would say that it still really hasn't sunk in what big news that is. It's really going to be huge for our community.
Well, lots of big news, huge for the community in the coming weeks as well, and a lot of very exciting things happening in Avon Lake. Ted, as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us, and we look forward to doing this again soon.
I'm so glad you had me on. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Ted. Again, that's Ted Esborn, Economic Development Director with Avon Lake, joining us. Boy, how about that? Three new restaurants. Yeah. Could be on the horizon.
Yeah, Avon Lake's such a unique area, too. I mean, they really utilize the lake over there, and it's a beautiful setting. And I mean, talking about the Shop Local Business, Shop Local Week they've got going on, it's a great place for local businesses. They really strive there, and for good reason. The people in that community are very good people as well.
No doubt about it. All right, that takes us to the end of hour number one here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Here in a couple of moments, we'll tell you what to do with your money, and then Matt will tell you what's going on with the local news from the Vance Tire Pros and Auto Service Center newsroom. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.